Welcome, this is Bobby Elias. Yes, we are the world. And our show today is about making this a better world with great shows. We're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you call us. The first guest will be a singer, Aydra, a future pop star, Aydra, I should say, singing a great song, A Woman Into Humanity, Into Consciousness. Then we'll have on, our second speaker will be Elon. He's a founder of the National Animal Rights Day, which is coming up next weekend and the week after. Then our third guest will be about a world dance convention coming up. In fact, it's this weekend already. Then we're going to give you a big announcement about what's going on in St. Louis today, Monsanto headquarters. There are over 50 countries around the world and many events in this country to protest. In fact, right now, as we speak, close to 1,000 people are in St. Louis, and the demonstration is on. We'll talk about all that and more. Now, if you like our show, you can hear it on the archives. You just punch in, put prn.fm and then go into shows, S-H-O-W-S. Also, if you are not near your computer or laptop and you want to hear the show on your phone, here's the number to call. Area 712-432-7231. Let's get to our first guest. We're going to have a song called Fight of the Heart. Aydra, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on with you, Bob.
You're welcome. It's Aydra, right?
Aydra, long A. You got it.
Yeah, thank you, long A. All right.
You know,
well, thank you for
coming. Thank you.
It is a little difficult for me sometimes, but it's a long A. I'll just remember that. Yeah, well, we've met, we've spoken, and I wanted you to be on this show because you are really a fighter for humanity, for consciousness, and for a better world. And that's what this show is all about. So I'd like you to tell our listeners about yourself, about why you're into singing, and then in a few minutes we're going to hear your song. Start off. Go ahead.
I'm so excited, and yes, absolutely, you have it right. I'm a warrior of the stars, and I'm a messenger here, so really I feel my purpose as a singer and a performing artist is to inform humanity that consciousness can be sexy and spirituality is fun and sustainability is cool. And that's the future of humanity. That's unifying ourselves and our true hearts and what we kind of all tend to feel now. And it's a conversation we all have. And so I really hope to showcase that through story, song, and dance. That's my purpose here.
That's great. And tell us about the song you're going to... I know you have two songs, and I did tell you that in the future I'm going to have your other song on, but tell us about the song we're going to hear in a few minutes.
Yes, well, yes, I did just release a single, Super Conscious, and it's amazing and doing well. And when I met you, I was very involved with Marianne Williamson's campaign, and I knew that Alanis Morissette was writing the song, and I thought, well, I wish someone would ask me to do that. And lo and behold, the universe brought you to me, and it was very inspired, and I went ahead and did a song, and it really came off of the concept that over time, over history, we have to use the fight within our heart to move things forward and make change happen. We can't look to anything external of ourselves and our communities and our unified consciousness to ignite change. So really it was like the fire in the heart, which essentially it really turns into a fight, and we put that forward with our heart so that we can make it non-abrasive and non-violent, but also make sure that we achieve the changes that we want to see for the world.
Yes, and you know, one of the reasons I wanted you on the show is because I've been meeting a lot of great people, as you have, with Marianne Williamson. For those that are listeners that don't know who she is, she's a very famous woman that is into spirituality. She has books, including A Course in Miracles, and she speaks once a week in Los Angeles, but she's been in New York, Michigan, and all over the country, not only living, but working and doing her spiritual work. She's running for U.S. Congress 33rd District, which is, I would say, along with Manhattan, New York. In fact, this one's probably overtaken Manhattan as the most powerful in the way of people that are doing significant work, people that have money, and people of power, the media, entertainment people. It's all on the coast of Southern California.
It's very progressive. And, you know, I must say, I work for a movie producer. We put on a house party for Marianne, and I did get the pleasure to play the piano and sing a song for her. And she was so touched. And what's more touching is, yes, to see all these people within the entertainment landscape and powerful landscapes within this district turn to her and become these progressive open minds. And it's really encouraging. It's tremendous. And what she's doing is a grassroots movement in politics, which is almost unheard of. So it's been very exciting to watch it unfold. And I think that she's going to go all the way.
And for those of you that would like to know more about her and what she's doing, she's running for office Tuesday, June 3rd, which is about 10 days from now. And she's running for the U.S. Congress, 33rd District. She is running as a progressive, actually as an independent, but she is a progressive. And there are a lot of progressives and independents in this area, which, well, I think she can win this election. She's going against some big money people and some Democrats. Those of you who would like to help the campaign, please take this note down. I'll mention it again at least once or twice. It's Marianne, MARIANNE, for Congress.com. And now, before the song starts, I'd like you to tell us, our listeners, about your future, your ideas for you to become a star, and I think you will be, and how you want to get on the media, and how you and I have talked about how we can possibly help you. But tell us your goals for the next year or two for your singing and your work and consciousness.
Well, we released the single, and it's doing quite well. I have an amazing producer here in Los Angeles who discovered me and really was on the same frequency as me in terms of our concepts for how we'd like to uplift humanity through pop music and pop culture. And I've sort of coined this term pop consciousness because, as I said, I think it can be sexy and fun, and I think it's a conversation everybody's having and a feeling that everybody lives with every day, and we want to connect to that. Music is perhaps the most powerful source of media to spreading awareness and healing the world, and really my next move is a video, and we campaigned for the single. We are going to campaign for the video. I have a tremendous art director that will be essentially producing the video, directing it, and after that's released, my goal really is to shop around to find someone that will make the album that I'd like to make, because I have a very high concept for an album and a stage show with aerialists, and it's going to be all set in the future Earth, and the story will be essentially how to make the world, create a better world through pop culture and pop media. Yeah. So that's sort of the long-term vision, is touring and making records and having a longevity in my career, which I believe I can, because I've taken good care of my body and my mind, and I come from a very healthy lifestyle, and I really want to showcase that to my fans as well.
And what I love about you is you really do feel that this world needs to be uplifted and changed, and we're doing this through our music. So let's get to the song. We can talk after the song. Our engineer, Martin, if you could please get the song. It's called Fight of the Heart by Adra.
Oh, thank you.
poles and tight ropes again. Go on, try me out. I can bring anything down in just a single round. It's unlikely we'll sit quietly on this trembling ground. Give us destruction and toil, and you know we're getting loud. 'Cause harmony couldn't be anything less than this. All of us are ready to hold you up, scream and yell. It's the fight of the heart. American way, fight of the heart. Ready to fly when you are, pull the trigger and just say when. Don't really matter how near or how far to the end. Plain as the melody goes, we stood up, yeah. Distance, it doesn't mean anything. We are one. DNA to activate memory to the stars. It's the fight of the heart, fight of the heart that'll be bringing this down, down. Actions to call to arms, create a brand new reality. Red, white, and blue, we will hark in these streets. Like angels, they'll weep when they see us, when they see us.
sight of the heart. Beautiful. Great job. I love it. I love it. You really, I can feel your consciousness and your spirituality in that song. So nice.
Well, I must say, I will say, I did produce that here in my own home studio, and I just love doing stuff on the piano. As much as my style, I would say, is more of an alternative pop, future pop. I love to dance and put on the outfits and do the stage show, but, you know, I really like to strip it down on the keys as well. That's a big passion for me, and I hope to do a lot of performing that way.
Great. We're going to be in touch, and you're doing great work. And let's get your contact information for our listeners, please.
Yes, well, you can certainly follow me on my Facebook page, Adra, A as in Apple, Y-D-R-A, and you can find me through most social media platforms by searching Adra. And, we're kind of rebranding my original concept, Star Six, which is based on the idea of the Merkaba, which is a space-time travel instrument that is essentially ignited through meditation. And so I do hope to sort of bring that concept back in and really build something that can lift up an empire with this vision, and again, really informing future humanity about consciousness and unifying that, so that we may really have a survival as a species. I think that's what we're all talking about. It's the conversation Marianne's having as well. And again, I think it's on all of our minds. And as a conscious pop star, I really hope to unify that message and help people to drive it home together as one.
Beautiful. This is great. Well, this is what this show is all about. And, you know, it's called Let's Create a Better World here. And we want to have you on again with the other songs you have. And because you're such a person of love and beauty and consciousness and spirituality, and your songs are, that's what they're about. So
it's making it sexy too. I have to make sure that that's in there, because, you know, we want to speak to the younger culture as well, and, you know, we see what they attract to and what they're looking at when they go onto their social media platforms, and we want to make sure we can reach everybody. And that's really my goal, is to move pop culture into consciousness, and yes, into spirituality, making it fun and making it cool.
One of the ways that we talk on this show about making this a better world is to get people that are doing social media networking to get the word out on all the beautiful things that we talk about on this show and what you're talking about in your music. So that's another thing I want to stay in touch with you about, on how we can get social media out there to know about you, your songs, your music, about how we can help Marianne, and just in general, how we can make this a more loving, beautiful world.
The same thing, like Marianne says, she's not taking money from power PACs, and she's really trying to get the money out of politics. I think music is similar. We really are reinventing the game. We're trying to cut out the labels and act in our own power and let our community and our fan base lift us up. And the digital age is absolutely the platform for that. I will mention I do have a song called Digital Age on my first EP. You can find it on iTunes, called A Future Sun, and that is under Star Six. And again, you can find my single, Super Conscious, on iTunes under Adra. And please, please tune in as we're making this video. We really need your support on the campaign. Just like Marianne, it's coming from a grassroots level, but with an incredible team behind it. And that's what makes something great, and that's what makes a woman great in media, music, or in politics. So thank you so much for getting behind me and this vision for our future.
For our listeners that have been here, not only Idra but myself are working for Marianne Williamson. We're helping her campaign, spiritual woman that wants to not just be another politician. She wants to disrupt government, to change government. That's her philosophy. You can reach her through Marianne, MARIANNE, for Congress.com. Thank you so much, Idra. Thank you for being on the show. We'll have you again.
Thank you, Bob. It was a pleasure. Thank you all. Take care.
All our love to you. All our love to you. Okay, bye.
So much love. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, thank you. Wow, that was nice. Okay, let's get to our next guest. His name is Ilom. He's the founder and producer of the National Animal Rights Day, which is coming up next weekend and the week after in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, your last name is Orion. You didn't mention that. Orion, like O-R-I-A-N.
Ilom Orion.
Ilom Orion, right, very good. Okay, now, I know you're having an event on the 31st of May, which is a week from today. It's going to be in Los Angeles at 12 noon. You're having one in San Francisco the same day, Saturday, May 31st, at 11 a.m. Then you'll be in New York City on Sunday, June the 8th, at 12 noon New York time, of course.
Right.
Tell us about why. Tell us about the history of how you started this, what it's all about, and what you're planning to do on these days. Go right ahead.
Okay, so this is the National Animal Rights Day, which we started when I was living in New York back in 2011. This came about from an attempt to organize all the many various animal rights groups in New York City to do one big event like Igualdad Animal, a great Spanish organization, has been doing in Spain on the International Animal Rights Day, which happens in December usually, where they gather 400 activists to a city square and they orchestrate this public ceremony where activists either hold the bodies of real dead animals or they, one year they create a cemetery that right there in the square. They put crosses, and names and pictures of animals on each cross and create a real cemetery for all the, representing all the billions of animals that die every year. So we wanted to do something like that, really, organize and get all the groups together and do one big action for animals. And we were somewhat successful in that. We had, in the first National Animal Rights Day, we had 30 groups with us. But as you know, America is different and the mentality here is different, so it's hard to get people to work together. We're not a socialist country, so the concept of working together for one goal is a bit weird for people to grasp. But anyway, that's how the day was born, and we kept doing it every year, and now my group is producing it, and we, of course, allow every other group to be a part of it, but we just realized it's not so much about organizing all the groups together, but it's really about dedicating one day a year to all the animals out there who are languishing as we speak in farms and labs and other terrible places, and dedicating one day a year to them, being their voice, lamenting their loss, celebrating their existence, celebrating the steps that are being made in the world towards a more compassionate world, and eventually the stopping of the killing of these animals.
Yes, and again, this Animal Rights Day, this is going to be for our listeners to know. Oh, before I do that, give your contact information now, and as we finish the segment, I want you to give it again. This is a very important issue for our people to support. How can people hear about this, about these events?
Yeah. So our website is www.the, like the word the, and then NARD, N-A-R-D, National, stands for National Animal Rights Day. So www.thenard.org, where they can see, they can find all the information. We're also on Facebook. If they Google the National Animal Rights Day, there's a Facebook event for New York, for L.A., for San Francisco. And they can also email us on the website. They can find our email addresses if they want to contact us, or if the media wants to contact us. There's all those emails on the website. But basically, the website will be the best place. And, of course, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all those.
Good, very good. Yeah, Mark, so let's talk about the animals. I want to make a comment first and then have your take on it. You know, animals, this show, we have a lot of listeners that are progressive, a lot of listeners that are either vegans or raw foodists or vegetarians, or they just want to eat healthy. They may eat some meat, but they want to be healthier and live longer. On this show, we talk about aging, and we talk about the foods and juicing and how we can live longer and be healthy and vibrant and how we can make this a better world. Animals, I want you to speak on an issue that's dear to my heart, which is animals are species. They have feelings. They have eyes, they have ears, they have a brain, they have actual feelings of what's going on. And when they're tortured and slaughtered in these houses, and the way they're treated, the way the food they're given, the way they're put in cages and their beaks are cut off, this is cruelty at the worst. And I'd like to get your comment on that, please, and some more insight on that.
Right. Well, to be honest, you know, the human species is a cruel species. You know, we do terrible things to other people. We do terrible things to animals. But somehow we manage to compartmentalize ourselves from animals, and like we have done during history with other types groups of humans. You know, at some point we said people of color are different and we can do terrible things to them. And then, you know, there was, were times where we did the same to women, where women were burned on the stake. And we do the same to other, you know, people who like to be with people of the same sex, you know, gays, lesbians. So human history is filled with instances of us deciding that a group is inferior and we can do, therefore, terrible things to them. And, of course, the Holocaust fits in there. So, we just decided that other species are less than us and we deserve to, we have the right to control them and enslave them and of course use them for every purpose, from food to clothing to experiment on them, and literally, you know, there's animal products and animal parts are everywhere. I didn't even know about it, but recently I learned that even in our car tires there's elements of animals, even beer and wine. Most beers and wines are done through a process where fish bones are used. So basically we really got used to using every part of these other species for our benefit. And, you know, there have been books written about it, like Eating Animals and the World Peace Diet, that try to explain the history of why it came about, why it became like this. But we just got to a point where we, most humans don't meet animals first as, like you said, individuals or pets or people or creatures with wills and, you know, likes and dislikes and their personality. We mostly, our first encounter with animals is in the form of food on our plate. So we completely, detached ourselves from the notion of these are living beings. And again, as kids, we first encountered them either in little sketches, you know, in cartoons or books, which are not the real representation of animals. So either there or as pieces of food, tasty, I have to say, pieces of food on our plates only later on, when some of us learn that, wow, this actually comes from real living beings that, just like the cats and dogs that many of us have, they have emotions, they're funny, they can get angry, they have wills, they have needs, just like any other living being. So only when we get to grasp that notion, some of us literally go and say, like you did and I did, wow, I can't do it anymore. I don't want to kill these creatures. I don't want to harm them in any way. And then, you know, we go vegan, we go vegetarian, we devote ourselves to fighting for animal rights. I think that's the process here, that we most, first of all, meet, encounter animals in a form of food or in a form of sketches or other kind of, you know, naive representations of animals, and we don't encounter them in the way of, wow, going to farms and labs and seeing animals in the flesh, how they're being treated. And again, those of us who are exposed to this via videos or images or other means, very quickly do the switch and just decide not to be a part of it anymore.
Beautiful. As we're winding down this segment, well, I want you to give your contact information, but first I want to say a couple things. You know, dogs are man's best friend. Dogs, they give us unconditional love. I've talked to some dog lovers that feel that dogs are, they'd rather be with dogs than human beings, because dogs just love you forever. They don't, and you know, another thing going on, I have a lady who comes on this show quite a bit. She wants to start, there's already several people that are making shoes that are not with leather. Leather
right.
means they have to kill cows, and we're on
right.
a mission to do that also. So, as we're finishing this segment, I do want to tell you that we don't ask everybody to have to be vegetarians or vegans, but respect animals. Respect animals. Some people, there's a movement to have people just eat meat on one day of the week, on Monday. That way they can cut back, and this will help the environment a lot.
Yeah.
We got to finish up. I'm going to have you on again next week for at least 10 minutes to talk about the New York event, but let me tell our listeners, and then you can close out with your contact information. This event is called the National Animal Rights Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Saturday, May 31st in Los Angeles at 12 noon. There'll be one in San Francisco on the same day, next Saturday, at 11 a.m. Then New York City will be Sunday, June the 8th at 12 noon New York time. Okay, give your contact information for our listeners, please.
Yeah, so the best place to go is the website, which is www.thenard.org. There they can find our contact information, they can find info on the different three events, they can even find our shirts, our logo, everything, our history, what we've done so far. And yeah, I didn't get a chance to, I don't know how much time I have, I didn't describe what is going to happen on that day, what is the format of the day. Do I have a few?
One minute, okay.
So basically the day has been formatted after literally the Memorial Day in Israel, because I'm Israeli, for the casualties of the wars and the Holocaust. So it starts very somber. It starts with a memorial ceremony, a public ceremony that commemorates all the billions of animals that are killed in different industries every year by humans. And that starts at 12 here and 11 in San Francisco and New York at 12 as well, a week later. And then we transition. We want to show the sad reality of what we do to animals. And then, like these other memorial days I mentioned, we take people on a transition, on an emotional journey, and we end up with a celebration, actually, a celebration of animals in our lives and a celebration of the steps that are being made towards ending the cruelty to animals. So we have free vegan food. We showcase, like just what you said, you know, vegan clothing, vegan products are not tested on animals. So we really show the other side of this sad reality. We show the positive future reality where animals won't be used anymore for any means.
Yes, thank you. Listen, I want to tell our listeners that, because we have a lot of listeners in New York City, because Gary Noll, who owns the station, is in New York. The studio is in New York, where we both had to call to get on the show. And next week, June 8th, next Saturday, we'll be on again to talk about the event in New York. And if you could, please, I'd like you to tell us, Peter, more about, because I know you're from Israel, about what's going on around the world as far as animal rights. Next week, if you could talk about that a little, and we can just continue our good discussion. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Get the show. Really good. Very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, very, very good. This is great. We love this show. We love doing this to help make this a better world. We've got a great segment coming up right now about dance, but I just want to say that the name of this show is Let's Create a Better World. We're dedicated to love, beauty, harmony. We're dedicated to change. We're dedicated to teach people, inform people about how and why we can make this a better world, because there's problems all over the world right now, as we know, and I'm going to speak to our next guest about that because he travels the world. But basically, we also are into aging, we're also into health, we're also into dance, music, yoga, exercise, we're into, again, genetically engineered foods, and that'll be a report coming on in about 20 minutes. We're going to give you a report about a huge, so stick around, a huge demonstration going on right now as we speak in St. Louis, where we're demonstrating against Monsanto, who opened up and is poisoning our food. We'll get to that next. Let me get to our next guest. He is Albert Torres. He is the CEO and producer of the Salsa Congress, which is like a big convention of salsa dancers. And he's got these events going on all over the world this weekend, yesterday, today, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day weekend. We're having lots of events, which I'll have Albert tell you right now. Welcome to the show, Albert.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Great. Good to hear from you again. I hardly ever see you. You're traveling all over the world, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about 48 weeks out of the year. I just came back from Istanbul, Milan, Germany, and Israel. And now we're in Los Angeles putting on the LA Salsa Fest here with dancers from about 35 different countries.
Wow, that's enormous. You've been doing this for quite... This is a 15th or 16th annual one in Los Angeles, right? And
we've been doing it for about 22 years, producing events all over the world.
Yes, I know. And you've been... you're now the number one producer, period, in salsa music, salsa dance. And it's the most popular dance in the world. I know when you go around the world, people just love it.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is... As we hear the theme of your program is making the world a better place, you know, if everyone was dancing, there would be no wars. And that's what we're doing, everything from children from 3 years old to more, you know, individuals that are a little bit more mature in age. And this is for everyone.
Not only that, Albert, but dancing You know, the dancers live longer than anyone because they're, there was a big story in the LA Times health section about how they used to, for many years, talk about aerobics as being the best thing for health. And then they changed and said, salsa is better because you're two people, you're dancing the music, you're happy, you're having to think and move around together, following each other. And it's just a great dance, and dancers did it be longer than anyone.
Well, it changed my life, and I had the pleasure of working in 91 with Antonio Banderas and the Mambo Kings, and then 93 dancing in the Academy Awards. Later on, choreographing the movie 1998 of Dance With Me, and as I said, it's changed my life to the point where in 99 I started doing these salsa congresses from just a dream here in Los Angeles, and now we do 42 of them around the world in 48 weeks that we travel.
Wow, that's enormous. You know, and Albert, you're from New York City, you're Boricua, you're a New Yorican, in other words, you're Puerto Rican.
You say that very
New
well.
City, right? Right. And Puerto Ricans have a lot to do with the beginning of salsa from Tito Puente, and I know Celia Cruz was Cuban, but when I was in New York doing a lot of modern dance, there was enormous amount of mambo was big at the time. This was some 30 years ago, and there were Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. It's a beautiful cultures and beautiful love, and mambo was the thing until salsa came around in the 70s. And because the disco and the hustle, we began to put turns into it. And I was one of the first dance teachers, as you probably know, and I know you were teaching, and you began to tell us more about your history from New York to now to Los Angeles, about you and your love for dance and salsa.
Well, you know, as a kid, I really didn't want to do anything to do with mambo or salsa. Being born and raised in Brooklyn in New York, I just wanted to be a New Yorker, or I just wanted to be Americanized. I didn't even want to speak the language. But in August of 1971, I heard something called Fania All-Stars at the Cheetah. And specifically one song, El Raton, from Cheo Feliciano, who passed away about a month ago. And when I heard that song, I needed to learn the language. I needed to know what the words meant. And it opened up the doors in my mind to something incredible. And I later went to Puerto Rico and continued to dance. I incorporated a lot of the hustle steps into the salsa at that time. But basically the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans in New York in that time of the 70s commercialized something that was already there, the mambo music that had been brought in from Cuba. And we basically commercialized it. And Fania was our like Mecca. They were the individuals that were put together. They were kind of like our Beatles, and at least for me, and changed everything for me.
Wow, that's great. For our listeners, I'm speaking to Albert Torres. He's the CEO and producer of the Salsa Congress, and it, again, this goes all over the world. They're currently going to be in Los Angeles this whole Memorial Day weekend, 4 days. And Albert, tell our listeners more about what happens during a typical Salsa Congress like the one in Los Angeles. Give us details about the music, the dance, the performers, etc.
Well, what happens is we start off the day with workshops, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning with some yoga. And then after that, we got everybody all exercised up, and they start going into different workshops where they can learn anything from Cuban style to Colombian style to New York mambo to dancing with lifts and tricks. And just there's 5 to 6 different workshops every single hour that they can pick from that go from 9 in the morning all the way to 4 in the afternoon. And we also are the only salsa congress in the world that has one room that's dedicated to every hour for educational seminars, where we need to bring the history to the present so that the children, you know, can have it for the future and keep this music alive. After that, we have afternoon shows from 4:30 to 6. For those that are the kids or the beginners, giving them a chance to open up their dreams and be on a stage and show what they've learned. A lot of parents come to that, and grandparents to support their family members. And that's from 12 to 6, we have a pool party going on for those that would rather party a little bit with DJs. And then at night is the culmination of everything, where we have shows that go from 8 to 10:30, which are like primary shows of best dancers from around the world on stage. And then at about 11:30, we have the live bands. And last night we had Tito Puente's band, Mambo Legends. Tonight we have Toby Love for the Bachateros, and then we have Tipica 73, with El Canario and Adalberto Santiago. Tomorrow on Sunday we have La Treinta y Tres, which is the first time in the United States, Bogota, Colombia. And then we finish on Monday at a place called the Grand Park. We're going to have Ricardo Lembu and Máquina Loca and finish everything at 6 o'clock with the Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Wow, this is great. I'm speaking to Albert Torres, the CEO and producer of Salsa Congress, which is going on this weekend and all over the world. My name is Bobby Elias, and I have a show. This show is called Let's Create a Better World. And I'm filling in this. How we think the dance is a great thing. You know, the performance you just named are all world performers. Latin and you know, I remember a few years ago, didn't you have on, there's a group of Japanese that speak Spanish and sing Spanish, Luz de la Dia. Is that the name of the band?
No, Orquesta de la Luz. Nora and Orquesta de la Luz, they still are playing in Japan. This year we have about 300 Japanese here. As I said, we have people from about 35 different countries, but there's about 300 Japanese that arrived yesterday. And but the band still exists, Nora and Orquesta de la Luz.
Wow, that is fantastic. You know, your work is just great. I commend you, Albert. You've been doing this a long time. You're dedicated. I know you're not just doing this for money. You love salsa. You love the history of it. You love the mambo. You're a typical strong Caribbean Latino. I just commend you, man. This is beautiful.
Thank you. If I did it for money, I would have quit 20 years ago.
I remember when you started over 20 years ago, you were losing the first year or two or three. Well, weren't you? You were promoting events?
Yeah. And still there's sometimes that it's just challenges because I kind of have a lot of big visions, and as a Latino, I want the world to be able to see that, you know, we can do concerts not only just in cow fields and wherever they might put us, but we can be in a five-star hotel in the middle of downtown L.A. and bring the finest bands and the finest dancers in the world and an affordable price, and you can bring your family, your children, and we can pass it on to the next generation. Because for me, that's the most important thing, you know, because I won't be here forever. But if we can help one child and make this world a better place, if we can help that one child and keep them off the streets, and let their dream come true, and maybe they'll dance a couple of steps and one day be able to go to China or to whatever their dream country may be and perform maybe in friends and families from there, then we've done something. It's more than just a 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. It's the salsa can become your life, and it can change a lot of things for you.
That's right. That's beautiful. You know, there's other dances out there. There's other music out there. But salsa is a cultural dance and music. I mean, there are things like hip-hop, and there's things like heavy metal. There's rap. But these things are not as cultured as salsa. Salsa is in the highest range as far as cultured, educated people that want to do something in a more positive way, such as waltz and ballroom and tango. But salsa is right there. Would you agree with me that salsa is the most popular dance in the world, Albert?
It's basically, you know, I went through a period where it kind of went down with the economic situation that was going on around worldwide. But I have to say that right now there's about 3 to 4 movie projects, there's reality programs. And in the next 5 years, that's about all you're going to hear about, everything from kids. I took some kids to Israel a month ago, and we filmed a little bit, and we put it on Facebook. And you know what? They got 10 million hits, like, in about 10 days. And they're here this weekend. And we can't even walk out in the street with them. People from all cultures, all colors, coming up to them, wanting to take pictures. And they're only 8 years old and 6 years old. And we basically are lucky enough to have something for our future.
Wow, that's great. At the end of the show, I'm going to give your website out. But for our listeners now, give your website and please read it slowly so everybody can have this about all the events that you're having, not only this weekend, but around the world. Please.
Yeah, you can go to www.mysalsacongress.com. So www.mysalsacongress.com.
Very good. That's very nice and easy and beautiful. All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. Give me your final thoughts about how we can motivate people to dance, to do salsa, and how important this is and how beautiful it is. Just give me your final thoughts for a couple minutes, please.
Yeah, it's a dance, and it's music that doesn't have color barriers or age barriers, which is a beautiful thing. In my travels around the world, I get to see people that may not even understand the words of the song, but the music reaches your heart. You know, we all have issues, whether they're financial or issues at home or at work, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to get away from that for a little while and dance and be able to, you don't even have to know the person's name you're dancing with. As in Zimbabwe, they say, if you can walk, you can dance. It's that simple. You know, walk through that fear, because we all have it. And on the other side, there's a beautiful light that's going to open up many, many doors for each and every one of you. No matter how young or how old you may think you are, the heart is young. And again, if you can walk, you can dance.
That's beautiful. Albert, well, listen, thank you very much for coming on. And I want to, I'm going to repeat your information for our people. It's, one more time with the website, so, and then I'm going to repeat it at the end of the show, please.
That would be www.mysalsa. Think of it as it's your salsa. Mysalsa.com. Mysalsacongress.com, I'm sorry. Mysalsacongress.com. And you can get all the information, or you can call 310-445-9705. We're answering those phones right here. They're ringing off the hook, people getting tickets for a concert for tonight. Again, that's 310-445-9705. We're at the Western Bonaventure, right in the middle of downtown L.A. Come and let that little boy, little girl inside of you and come out and play.
Beautiful. And people can also get information on that number and this website about other events around the world, right?
Anywhere around the world. Next week, we're in Canada. From Canada, we come back and we go to Chile the following week. And from Chile, we go to Portland, then St. Louis, Las Vegas, and then Medellin, Colombia. That's like the next 6 weeks that I can remember right now.
You go to some great countries around the world, some countries that some people have never even heard of. You're doing phenomenal work, Albert. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're wonderful. We're going to plug this again in the future. All right?
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Very good. Beautiful. What a show, huh? Talk about dance. We talk about love. We talk about making this a better world. This is it. This show. I love doing this. Let's talk about genetically engineered foods. Your foods are being poisoned. Not all over the world, but in this country for sure. There are over 60 countries that do not allow Monsantos to come in. Monsanto is a big giant that, along with Dow Chemical and other chemical and agro companies, they're poisoning our food, genetically engineering them so they can grow prettier and grow and last longer, but there are so many horrible chemicals. There are people in, we have documented evidence of people in Argentina that have come out, babies have come out deformed, mothers, pregnant mothers, and others have been sick. People have died. It's that bad, yes. We've done studies on animals where this is a horrible thing. There are actually some countries in north of Europe that do not even allow these foods in, let alone let them in and have them labeled. We in this country, there are already two states in the United States that are Connecticut and Vermont that have already outlawed anything to come in unless it is any food to be on the shelves, unless it is labeled. It must say that it is genetically engineered. And we have an over 25 other states around this country that are trying to get on the ballot or they're on the ballot. And they're fighting. I live in Southern California in Los Angeles, and we had a very close call a year and a half ago. We almost made it. Yes on 37. We were winning the race all the way in the last two or three weeks. Monsanto came in with millions of dollars. Overall, the campaign, they put $60,000 plus in the campaign. $60 million. We put in $3 million. We didn't have anywhere near the kind of money they have. And they had deceptive lies on radio and television, telling people they had to pay more in their taxes and that legally they were going to be in trouble with the law, et cetera, et cetera. There is an event right now, as we speak, in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a march against Monsanto. I'm going to give you the website first. You can look it up as we talk or after I finish. It is called March, well, first of all, www.march-against-monsanto.com. There are close to 1,000 people right now. I just spoke to one of the people. We're going to have them on radio, but they're in the middle of everything, so I didn't want to bother them. I'm giving the information myself. There are 50 countries around the world that are doing something to protest this issue. Let me get my notes here. There's a lot of things going on around the world, and as we speak against this issue, we're expecting thousands, actually millions of people, that's right, millions of people will be demonstrating and marching in different cities around the country. And where I live in Los Angeles, there's two demonstrations going on. There's different things going on in New York City and San Francisco and other major cities around the country, Chicago, Philadelphia. This is going on in rural areas also. So we got to support this, and I'm going to give you the information again, and I want you to be in touch with this and support it. Genetically engineered foods are really destroying this country, and we're going to beat these guys. We're going to beat them, yeah. We're starting to do it now. Again, here's the website. Get to it. www.march-against-monsanto.com. One more thing on this issue. There's a group of people that I just spoke to right before the show, and they were going to be on the show for 5 minutes, but they're just totally tied up. I said, look, don't kill yourself. We'll have you on again. They've been on this show every 3 or 4 weeks to announce the fact that they're running across the country, the United States. They started 4 months ago in Huntington Beach, California, which is south of Los Angeles, California. And they are now in St. Louis, and they'll be in Atlantic City, New Jersey, in 2 months approximately. It's a family of four. The Brett Wilcox and his son are running. The wife, Chris, and the daughter are in the RV, and they're going at least 18 to 20 miles a day. They're meeting people. They're having little rallies. I mean, people are helping them. So if you want to help this cause, check out runningacrossthecountry.com. I believe that's the website. I may be off on that a little, and if I am, I'll correct it next week. Running Across the Country, USA. Runningacrossthecountry.com. And check those two websites out. So support this. It's a great issue. There's a boycott going on. A lady in Connecticut that's been on my show a number of times, Diana Reeves, has put together major companies like Kellogg's. Actually, many Kellogg's has many, many foods under them. They're genetically engineered. You don't want to eat this food. Gerber's baby food is being poisoned with this stuff. You've got to be careful of everything you eat. 70 to 90% of everything in the supermarket is genetically engineered. Drinks, sodas, everything. It's a bad situation. We've got to change that. All right, let's get to the final parts of our show here. I want to thank a lot of people that have been on this show, and I want to let you know that we're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We have great people from all around the world talking about health, about against Monsanto, against the war. There's a group that I belong to called World Beyond War. It's a committee that started with 21 people. I'm on the committee. We're all people that have been activists against the wars, and we are trying to stop all wars. That's our goal, and we're having some big events coming up in the next few months. I will be announcing those on this radio and interviewing people. All right. If you want to get on the past shows, get to our archives. How do you get to the archives? The PRN.FM, as in Frank and Mary. FM, it's not part of the radio. PRN, which stands for Progressive Radio Network.FM. Then you go to shows, S-H-O-W-S. And if you want to hear a great show, 2 weeks ago, we had a great show on women's rights. It was a day before Mother's Day, and I had three different female speakers that really talked about women's rights all around the world and what's going on and what we can do about it. It was a great show. So put in that date of 2 weeks ago, which would have been the 10th of May, May the 10th of this year, the archives. So now, if you want to hear the show on your phone, if you're not near a computer, call the number I'm going to give you right now, which is area 712-432-7231. And our earlier people, I want to thank them. We had on today, our first speaker was Idra the singer, a consciousness singer that sang a song called Fight of the Heart. And she'll be on again, and she and I are working on Marianne Williamson's campaign. also we had Elam. He is a founder and producer of National Animal Rights Day. There'll be events going on May the 31st in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and June the 8th, Sunday in New York. We'll have him on again next week to talk about the New York issue and what's going on around the world regarding animals. Then our third speaker was the CEO and producer. We were lucky to get him. He was available. The man is so busy. He is producing events all over the world with salsa dance and really cares about the world. He's a really dedicated guy, Albert Torres. He was on. And then I want to thank him, too. And I want to thank our people in St. Louis that are marching against Monsanto and all the other marchers around the world. I want to thank our producer in New York, Jason. I want to thank our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D. Our associate producer has been doing an enormous amount of work. Great job, Stuart, at Stuart Hassel. I want to also thank all of our listeners that come in from all over the world and all of you that have helped this show. I'm going to give you my phone number. If you have ideas on making this a better world and ideas for the show, please call me personally. Take this down. Area 323-770-1925. We've got some great shows the next few weeks. There are promos on every hour of Progressive Radio Network. This is the fastest growing progressive radio station in the world. The numbers are getting bigger and better for all the shows. If you want to hear Gary Nall, he's on Monday through Friday on this station, PRN.FM. He's on at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Gary Nall is the founder of this radio station, Progressive Radio Network, and he does a lot of great work. He's the man. All right. Thank you so much. I want to thank our engineer, who I didn't thank. That's Martin. Thank you so much, Martin. And you can sign us off with We Are the World once more time for a minute or two, whatever you can. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family.